Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter that we started yesterday on the du'as to be made morning and evening. These du'as that are there, that are shown to us in the Sharia, in our beautiful deen, are actually for our benefit. Sometimes a person is thinking, he's just reading it and there's not much benefit. But these du'as are essential. You'll find that the person will hire security guards. A person will have alarm system in his house, sometimes electric fencing, sometimes night watchman, etc. Different security measures people take. But how often do we think that, did I read my du'as for the evening? Did I read my du'as in the morning? And today we'll see in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam how important it is to read du'as for protection. So one is the physical protection the person takes in his house. He checks his door is locked, he sees his gate is locked, alarm, all that is there in its place. But how often do we see, did I read my du'as this morning? Did I read my du'as in the evening? Did I teach my children that they should be reading their du'as in the morning? They must read their du'as in the evening. Or am I only worried about this outward physical protection? This protection is more important, the protection of iman. Because if a person loses his wealth, or even loses his health, Allah Ta'ala protect everyone's wealth and health. But if he loses it, there is a chance that this person can get it back. But when the iman is gone and a person has to pass away in that condition, then there's no chance of this iman coming back after it is lost. So therefore, one of the things that we have to protect also, one is the external and one is the internal. So these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we see, extremely comprehensive. It covers the external and it covers the internal, especially in these times that we are living in, where the attempt is not only to snatch away the wealth of the people, but also to snatch away the iman of people. So today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qala hina yusbihu hina yumsi subhanallahi wa bihamdihi mi'at marratin lam ya'ti ahadun yawm al-qiyamati bi afdala mimma ja'a bihi illa ahadun qala mithla ma qala aw zada, rawahu Muslim. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, none will bring anything on the day of Qiyamah better than the one who says in the morning and evening 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nobody will bring anything better on the day of Qiyamah. One thing we learn from the first part of this hadith is that our actions, we have to bring it, take it with us when we are going. So none will bring anything better. Now what is meant by bring? One is a person does an action. The other is to protect and preserve and look after it. The person has earned money, he's got gold, he's got silver. If he doesn't protect it, doesn't look after it, that money that he earned, that wealth that he earned, can get stolen, can get lost. Or he himself can destroy it also if he wants to. So here we are told that the person who brings, in other words, he does it, and after he does it, he takes care of it. What is meant by take care of it? Don't do anything that will destroy the action of a person. So he does the action and he looks after it, he takes care of it. He doesn't boast, he doesn't brag. He doesn't spoil that action that he did. How often it happens, a person does so much of good deeds, but in one majlis, in one sitting with his friends, etc., he starts bragging about all the good deeds that he did in the past. It's as though he's taking pani, water, and throwing over all the good deeds that he has done. So the first part of this hadith, none will bring anything on the day of Qiyamah better than the one who says in the morning and evening 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, which means, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him. So except, there is one person, there is one exception to this person who nobody else will bring anything better than him. There is one exception which comes in the end of the hadith. What is the exception? Except a person who says the same or he does more than him. Except that person who does the same, in other words, he makes the same amount of dhikr, or this person does more than him, then he will come with more than this person on the day of Qiyamah. So here we learn simple words, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So these words that we are learning or we are hearing, we should make it. The other day we explained the third kalima. When a person goes on in gush, we encourage to read third kalima. And we're thinking something so simple. But look how powerful. If you look at the third kalima, it's already got these words incorporated in it. And it's got that La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We did the other day, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, Ala adulluka ala kanzim min kunuzil jannah. Should I not show you a treasure from the treasures of Jannah? And he gave simple, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Such powerful words. Anyway, when we hear these things, then we should try and implement it and think of an easy way to implement it. Yesterday we explained about the masnoon du'as that a person reads. The other thing is, a person, what he can do is these azkar that are prescribed. Look for one simple azkar or a few of them that are simple. For example, the third kalima that incorporates these and make it a daily practice of reading it. Then it will be part and parcel of his life, like how his breakfast he has daily, his supper he has daily, some people have tea daily, they get our adhkar, we don't miss it. The other is their morning and evening du'as also, kitabs have been prepared, that is also an easy way of doing it. A person reads Munajati Maqbool or Hizbul Azam every day, one of them, every day he reads. It's made easy for us also now, it's separated in days, a person can read it like that. But every day he's got the du'as, he's got morning and evening du'as, and he's not going to sleep before he reads it. We'll do one more hadith and we'll terminate for today. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Jaa rajulun ila nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala ya Rasulallah, ma laqitu min aqrabin ladagatni al-bariha, qala ama lo qulta hina amsayta, a'udhu bi kalimati Allahi ta'ammati min sharri ma khalaq, lam tadurruk, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how severely I was stung by a scorpion last night. So a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining that I was stung by a scorpion last night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if you had said this dua, simple dua, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, if you had said these words, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, which means, I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah Ta'ala from the evil which He has created. Using the perfect words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from the evil that He has created, in other words, I'm seeking refuge with the words of Allah Ta'ala from all the evil that Allah Ta'ala has created, then it would have not harmed you. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So here what we learn is that the person that reads this dua, he is protected from all evils, all harms, all the evil that Allah Ta'ala has created, means he is protected from all types of harm. Such a simple dua and such a massive protection. No monthly fees to pay, like our person will pay to a security company, no private guard fees to pay, no alarm system person to pay, nothing, free of charge. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Such a simple, such an easy dua, but is giving such broad protection, and even giving protection from those poisonous, those harmful creatures that you also get crawling inside the house also, or outside. All that is included in a simple dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, these are very important things. Sometimes children grow up in the school, learning nursery rhymes, and learning all types of Western phrases. These are the things we should be teaching our children, and these are the things we should be learning, and these are the things that will protect the person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.